Hi, my name is Clemens, and the title of my talk is Unveiling Hidden Physics at the LHC Using Open Data. And I'm in particular going to talk about how we are trying to make particle physics open data usable. I'm a particle physicist working on the CMS experiment at the Large Hadron Collider, LHC, at CERN, which is in the Swiss-French border area. I'm analyzing the particle collisions provided by the LHC and recorded by the CMS detector, which is this red detector you can see in this circle, and the LHC has a circumference of 27 kilometers. On the right-hand side, you can see me standing right next to the LHC, which is the coolest place in the universe, because actually the magnets have to be cooled down to 1.9 Kelvin, which is the coldest place there is in the whole universe. The CMS experiment is in simple terms a huge and fast camera. Particle detectors, such as the CMS detector, take up to 40 million three-dimensional photos of the LHC collisions per second. And they do that 24/7, almost all year long. Our goal here is to understand the smallest building blocks of matter. Our camera has about 134 million readout channels, and extraordinary levels of technical sophistication are needed to understand all the detectors. And the detector is actually a collection of sub-detectors that all need to work together. And we collaborate on the detector as a collaboration of over 4,000 particle physicists, engineers, computer scientists, technicians, and students from all over the world, more than 200 institutes and universities from more than 40 countries. Now, the detector actually delivers us electronic signals, and we have to convert those or translate them into reconstructed events, and that's what we do using software. And the software that we're using at CMS is called CMSSW and is a framework that is licensed under the Apache 2.0 license, and it's available on GitHub if you want to have a look. We have obtained a huge number of physics results with this detector. Since 2008, more than 1,000 peer-reviewed papers have been published. Among them, the discovery of the Higgs boson, which is actually our paper number 183. All our papers